Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want you to meet a woman who literally lost herself, but has been able to recover thanks to the help of her doctors in Canada. Shireen Gigi Boy suffered a concussion in a car accident that left her with a brain injury. That injury caused a cascade of problems, both physically and mentally.
It was like a slow motion, demolition derby of my life.
We'll hear from Shireen and from one of the doctors who treated her on this week's American Cafe. In 2000, Shireen Gigi Boy was riding in the front passenger seat of a car driven by her then-husband. Traffic had stopped in front of them, but unfortunately, the cars behind her did not.
We were on a four-lane highway, and the traffic ahead of us was stopped. And so we came to a stop, but the cars behind us, one was tailgating and one was speeding, and they both crashed into us. And one of them shoved us into the car in front of us.
Paramedics checked Shireen, and her blood pressure read normal, 120 over 80. There was only one problem. Normally, under stress, her blood pressure would drop dramatically. And she knew there was something wrong about her normal reading, but she couldn't remember what. What she didn't know is that she had suffered a concussion that would change the course of her life. Shireen was working with a physiatrist to help her physical pains and was also seeing a psychologist to help with a reemergence of fibromyalgia after the accident. Her psychologist referred Shireen to a psychiatrist where she was diagnosed with a closed head injury. The EEG revealed that large portions of her brain had been damaged. But that was just the beginning. Shireen developed physical symptoms, including a racing heart, high blood pressure, severe headaches, and diabetes.
I had a high heart rate in the triple digits. My blood pressure began to yo-yo. I had an appetite that never turned off. I developed edema, so I was retaining water. And I had muscle tone stiffness on my right side that was never really recognized and made it extremely painful walking in my right leg. I developed diabetes. And those were just the physical stuff that was easier to cope with than the cognitive and emotional stuff.
Her emotions and her ability to think also spiraled out of control.
My multitasking ability, my mental flexibility, my reading, my writing, my photographic memory, the person that I was died. I have fatigue. It's gotten better over time, but I still have a lot of fatigue. I have to recover. I have to rest from things, for things. I used to have olfactory hallucinations, pain, concentration headache from cognitive work of any kind, huge sleep problems, brain injury anger, which is unlike anything else, any kind of anger I've experienced before, no affect, so my emotions vanished. And it wasn't numbness. They were just gone. And then every now and then they would rocket on and take me for the incredible roller coaster ride. And then they would just disappear again.
Shireen says that the person that she was before the accident literally disappeared. And she began to lose everything, even her sense of self. She could work on the computer for short bouts. As part of her undergraduate psychology studies, Shireen had devised a study on treating attention deficit disorder, or ADD. Almost 6 years after her injury, she began to search online for ADD treatments near Toronto. That's when she came across the ADD Center and Dr. Linda Thompson.
And she was still plagued by problems with memory, by an emotional flatness, by depression, and she could really hardly read or write. Her memory was so poor that if she tried to write something, she'd get one sentence and then she'd have forgotten what she was going to write about.
At the ADD Center, Shireen began a treatment with biofeedback, literally training her brain to rewire the circuits that had been damaged.
So the first order of business for me was to get my broken brain to learn to concentrate again. So this isn't medication which treats the symptoms of concentration. This is actually getting your brain to learn how to concentrate again.
She also did a treatment known as Loretta, which Dr. Linda Thompson says allows doctors to find and start to repair deeper brain injuries and to turn on areas that have turned off.
It's a mathematics that allows you to take surface information from 19 electrode sites, and then you can say where deeper in the cortex the problem is. And you can also train those areas deeper in the cortex, and you can also train communication between them.
Shireen also received what's known as transcranial direct current stimulation, which gave her back her conversational skills. Other treatments, including an experimental gamma brainwave biofeedback treatment not done at the ADD Center, helped Shireen regain the woman she once was. Dr. Linda Thompson says that Shireen Jijiboy's case offers hope to people with traumatic brain injury, including, like her, car crash victims, as well as soldiers and other military injured by explosions and other sufferers.
The bottom line is that there are techniques that are not as widely known or as widely utilized as they should be that give hope for recovery from brain injury.
Shireen Jijiboy has chronicled her story in a book, Concussion is Brain Injury, Treating the Neurons and Me. She told me she hopes it will help people, both doctors and patients, to take concussion injury seriously and start treating it immediately instead of waiting to see if it will get better. If you want to read Shireen's full story, we will have a link to her book on our Facebook page. You can find other episodes of our program at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd.